Good afternoon, Rangel. It's Mayor Prusanka along with City Manager Von Bargen again to do a COVID-19 update for the community. And we wanted to spend a little bit of time today talking about some specific topics and a couple of things that have come up on the community board on Facebook. And I'll jump right into that first and just explain to everyone that we have put a moratorium on both the Alaska Crossings program, the Ranger District seasonal employees, and the Sea Levels seasonal employees from coming in to the community until May 1st, and we're going to be revisiting that April 15th, and everybody agreed to that. We still have not received official notification from Alaska Crossings saying that they are going to be having a season or not. I've heard from a few folks that were working for them that they were heading home, but still no official word from Search on exactly what's happening there. But April 15th, we'll take another look at things and see where we're at that point and then start to talk about seasonal workers. One of the things to remember is that some of the industries have been declared critical, critical workers. So, for example, the Sea Levels employees are considered critical workers, and as such, they are not required to follow the same mandate as other regular folks would be doing coming into the community. And although right now the state has a ban on any travel that's not for essential workers or essential travel, Alaska Crossings would not fall under the critical workers, I believe. And the Forest Service, I don't believe, would fall under the critical workers unless it's construction workers for the Forest Service, and they would fall under the critical worker category. So that if they're critical workers, they can come into the community without a two-week quarantine, but they are asked to limit their travel in the community to just their job site and moving back to their place where they're staying, and somebody else is responsible for going out and getting food for them and so on. And this is mandated by the federal government and the state. It's not something that we put in place, but something that we're dealing with. And we're taking a very close look at it and having some discussions about how we can make all that work. Lisa, do you want to add anything to that?
Sure, Mayor. To add to that, the state of Alaska is requiring a travel safety plan be submitted to them by any critical workforce that is traveling into a community in Alaska from outside. And in addition to that, Wrangell is requiring that that plan also be submitted to the city and borough for review to make sure that it meets our local needs and that our local mandates are also being followed. So, for instance, the state plans currently only require that workers coming into a community from outside Alaska have to meet certain safety plan protocol. Here in Wrangell, we are requiring that not only out-of-state people coming in, but also people traveling from other destinations in Alaska into Wrangell must also follow that same protocol, which is, as the mayor mentioned, for 14 days after they arrive in town, they are restricted to being at their place of work and at their domicile or their living quarters, and they may not go out other than that.
Yeah, and of course there's some complications to that that we're having discussions about, and you know, one of the complications is that if they're working around others, there's the potential that they could infect somebody that they're working with, and that person isn't under the quarantine and they're mixing through the community. So we are trying to strategize ways to mitigate some of those risks, but it's a complex issue, and it is being mandated to us by the state, so we have to work with it and work within the parameters that they provide. So that, I hope, answers the question that I saw on the community board. One quick mention, I had several people call me today about the post office and that there was a line up there the other day or yesterday or today, I'm not sure exactly when. But if folks can try and avoid lining up, again, trying to observe that six-foot rule, and if you can, go to the post office at a time when it's not busy and try not to hit the high peak times, and maybe you don't have to check the mail every day, but every second day, just to minimize the number of people in there. It just helps to protect the workers at the post office, but also it's just honoring our social distancing that we're trying all to do here in the community. at this point, I'd really appreciate it, Lisa, if you could update the community on your FEMA call that you had today. I think there was some vital information came out of the FEMA call.
Sure, Mayor. Thank you. I participated in a call, a statewide call, with city and borough managers from around the state. And on the call was a representative from FEMA and a representative from the Department of Home, the State of Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. And I want to focus for everybody that the first part of the call to them was telling us as municipal managers that the number one thing we can do is stress to our community members and ensure that in our community personal and environmental hygiene is being practiced and social distancing, shelter in place, and social isolation is taking place. And the reason for this is because that is the number one way we are going to fight the coronavirus from spreading, and that's the number one way we're going to be able to flatten this curve that everybody keeps talking about. That's the number one way we're going to be able to reduce the occurrence and the spread of the coronavirus. So I just want to repeat, the representative from FEMA and the representative from the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management with the State Emergency Operations Center could not stress that enough to us as municipal managers. It's very easy for us to get complacent as this virus emergency continues to drag on. It's hard to stay vigilant, and it's hard to accept that there is a continued sense of urgency around making sure that we are practicing these new habits of social distancing, especially as we go another day and another day, thankfully, without having a case in Wrangell. But remember, there are cases to the south of us. There are cases to the north of us. And in both of those communities, Ketchikan and Juneau, there is community spread. And what that means now is that they have cases where they cannot tie it back to a specific person who has traveled or to a person who had contact with one of those original people who had traveled. And so it's only a matter of time before the virus continues to spread through Alaska, and it's growing every day. It's growing every day in the double digits. And by us being vigilant here in Wrangell and practicing social distancing, doing our stay at our shelter in place and self-quarantining when we need to is going to help us keep our community all the more protected. So please, please, I urge everyone, stay vigilant and focus and continue to wash your hands, practice that personal hygiene, and please socially distance and make sure that you're doing your shelter in place and your self-quarantining when you need to.
Now that's excellent. The other thing just to mention again, and I know we keep hammering at this, is don't go and visit relatives. Yes, they're your family, but when we talk about shelter in place, we're talking about the family that you live directly with under the same roof. It doesn't include grandma and grandpa or going and visiting aunts and uncles. Please just stay at your own home. It's vitally important that we're not bringing the virus over to our family and infecting, especially our elders, of course. The last thing I just want to mention today is to remember that we are preparing and trying to be as prepared as we can, but every day is a new challenge that we're facing, and we're rising up to try and meet those challenges. One of the things that we have to contend with is that we are an island, and we are relatively cut off from additional support. What we have is what we have. So our hospital only has so many ventilators. We only have so many negative pressure rooms. We only have so many beds that we're able to utilize to put people who test positive for the virus in. So it's really important, if anybody flattens this curve, that Wrangell does it. And everything that we do, we believe, is helping us to flatten that curve. We don't like to just bring down new laws or new rules willy-nilly. We're trying to do this in a concerted manner. As things come up, we try to address it. But if we start to get sloppy and fall off our social distancing and taking care of where falling through what we're being asked to, we could inadvertently cause a crisis in our community. So just remember that we had another day with no confirmed cases on our island. That's another day to prepare. Another day that we're able to get more equipment. It's another day that somebody doesn't have to suffer with this virus. With that, we'll sign off. Thanks very much, Rangel.